This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
What, how did you feel about the first session this morning?
Oh, it's really fantastic and interesting. It's really good and participating.
As a person from Nepal,
yeah.
Did it say anything that helped you to understand what you might do next when you go back to Nepal? I understand that you're a gay, you're perhaps a gay man.
Yeah, yeah. That means I can share with my friends that I got new knowledge in New Zealand and meet a lot of people and got a lot of different knowledge.
What is the legality for being gay in Nepal?
Okay, in 2007, our Supreme Court of Nepal, they gave order to the government for equal opportunity to LGBTI and same-sex marriage and for everything, like men and women. But the government, they are not applying it. It's very difficult.
So the
right now, current moment, we are making a new constitution in file. Then there is one MP, parliament member from gay community. And he is trying to include every agenda of sexual and gender marriage. I think our MP from Nepal, he is coming today, and he is also key speaker of Friday.
I read something about him. He's a new MP and also gay himself.
Yeah. Then he is first time coming openly as a gay member in Nepal parliament, first time.
Do the police persecute you?
Yes, sometimes, not me, but you know, my friends, a lot of friends, they arrested.
And put in prison?
Yeah, they used to put in prison, but right now, after Supreme Court order, it's reduced, no?
Yes. So it's a little bit safer.
Yeah.
Since the courts have acted. Coming to Wellington, it can be a lot easier to be gay here. What would you like to hear from Wellington people or people from New Zealand, or the kind of support you'd like?
Okay, firstly, I'd like to say, you know, Wellington is very clean and beautiful, and here is ocean, and people are very, very, you know, good because they respect each other, and for gay people and lesbians, it's very easy to, you know, to tell them that she's my girlfriend, he's my boyfriend. It's very easy to tell, you know. But in Nepal, we don't have. We cannot say that he's my girlfriend, he's my boyfriend. We cannot introduce. It's very difficult. But here, it's very easy.
What would you like? What kind of help can people in New Zealand give people in Nepal?
Just like I want to tell, before 2 years, you know, Georgina Ware, she is first transsexual and MP of New Zealand. She went to Nepal and met lots of political leaders and also senior human rights officer. Then, you know, she aware that sexual and gender minorities really help from parliament, and they want to include their agenda in new constitution. Like this, New Zealand, you know.
So that you'd see New Zealand as a model.
Yeah, because you know, Nepal and New Zealand, we have very good relation because of Edmund Hillary. So we really need different kinds of support, which will help for our new constitution and for our community, since there is still stigma and discrimination. So New Zealand's government or people, they can't help to Nepalese LGBTI in different way.
Yes, so people who visit from New Zealand to Nepal, people who are politicians or business people, if they're positive about the sexual agenda, the identity agenda?
Yeah, they were very negative, but you know, slowly it's changing. You know, because of lobby, because of how we sensitize them, we do different kinds of presentation regarding sexuality. It was very difficult, but now it's slowly it's going to change. But we have to do lots things still. Yeah.
Now, what are you looking forward to in this conference? What's the next dream you're going to go to?
Yeah, firstly, I took part in running sports of LGBT. Secondly, I'm going to participate in 3 days conference. After, I'm going to spend 1 week in Auckland. So here, I'm getting different kinds of knowledge, not only regarding LGBTI, but here's geographical, and here's movement. Then, you know, we believe that New Zealand is a developed country, but Nepal is pretty poor and is developing country.
Yeah.
So when I'll back to my country, whatever I learn here, I can apply in my daily work for our community. It will help to push government and for society. And, you know, I'm also a student of sociology, and you know, in our University of Nepal, it's really very difficult to get admission, to get enrolled in college. If they she's transgender, he's transgender lesbian, you know, they will not get take admission. Then also some, you know, police army, they are fired from army. If police officer know that she is making relation with lesbian or gay, they no anymore job. So, and a lot of transgender, they are going to street for sex worker. And due to sex worker, there is also, you know, high rate of HIV. So it's very difficult.
Would it help if in this conference there are gay and lesbian police people? Would it help if some of those visited Nepal and talked to people there?
Yeah, Bhakti, Shaha, she is lesbian, then she were army, and she fired from army, then she kept in jail 60 days. Then she's also coming here with me, then she is going to do presentation.
Right.
That how did she join in army, how did she fight from army, what she is doing. So it will be great. So a lot of people will know that her
yes.
story.
So
a lot of people will lobby her story. So it will help to for our movement.
You could, because of that story, ask for help from the army people here who are gay, and for gay and lesbian, and police who are gay and lesbian, perhaps to argue the case for greater tolerance in Nepal.
Yeah, it would be great. Yeah.